This is CBSI in the World, the New World Report with Joseph Umeyer, the executive director of Secure Free Society. We're in Colombia because of the murder of a noble prosecutor who is now to be remembered the way Alberto Nisman is remembered in Argentina, bad actors from outside. We now turn to the politics of Colombia that is forbearing these gangs that dominate Medellin, for one. Other parts of Colombia have been in turmoil these last years, and there were lots of threats leading to the first round and now the second round of the presidential contest. There's a runoff. You need 50% in the first round. No one achieved it. The surprise is not Gustavo Petro, a man identified as a former guerrilla, ex-Marxist guerrilla. The surprise is Rodolfo Hernandez, 77 years old, a man associated with construction, magnate he's called. But, Joseph, what happened? On their way to Gustavo Petro's coronation, something fell off the wagon. How do we explain Rodolfo Hernandez?
So, John, I think what happened was actually the Colombians made a significant message to their political class saying that they don't want more of the same. They want a change. They're tired of the traditional political parties. They're tired of the status quo, or what, you know, we call the establishment. And they're looking for this change. Now, the thing is, Senator Gustavo Petro, he was embracing part of that sentiment, knowing that the Colombians had this need for, or this desire for change. And so his narrative was he was the change. He's the new guy. He's the left. The country's been governed by the right. That was the narrative and the message of Gustavo Petro. The problem is he prepared that narrative for Federico Gutierrez, or Fico Gutierrez, who he thought was going to be his contender in the second round. Rodolfo Hernandez steals that narrative away from Gustavo Petro, because now Gustavo Petro is the establishment. He's the one that's been in Colombian politics for 30 years. He's the one that's a senator. He's the one that's been a three-time presidential candidate. And Rodolfo Hernandez, who's been none of that, is saying that Gustavo Petro is more of the same. So it's actually quite a problem for Gustavo Petro, because one, he took the narrative away from him. And two, Rodolfo Hernandez, who had about, I think, somewhere up around 6 million votes in the first round, he can quickly almost double that just by getting the anti-Petristas, the people that were supporting Fico Gutierrez, or they're in favor of Álvaro Uribe, who are not going to ever vote for Gustavo Petro. So it puts him in a favorable position moving into the second round and a little over a week in June 19th.
Yes. And now we need to know Rodolfo Hernandez. The little I've seen is that he's an unusual speaker. He comes up with metaphors I've never heard of. They must be spectacular in Spanish. In any event, he speaks his mind not as a politician, which is obvious. So are we looking at a new president who is educated to run the apparatus? We know that amateur politicians can lead the country into despair.
Yeah, I think a little bit of background on Rodolfo Hernandez. He was the mayor of a city called Bucaramanga, which is on the eastern part of the country, heading towards the border with Venezuela. It's a mountainous region. It's a very commercial area inside Colombia. And he left the office with some scandals, including an ongoing corruption scandal. But he left office with 84% favorability. That means a lot of people in Bucaramanga, in the city that he was the mayor in, liked his tenure as the mayor. A lot of them are the current supporters of his bid for the presidency. And he is absolutely an atypical politician. He's a businessman. He runs major housing development companies. And so he actually didn't need to fundraise from the traditional political business elites inside the country. In fact, that was one of the things that made him very attractive to the ordinary Colombian, that they knew that he wasn't indebted to the political or business establishment inside Colombia, because he pretty much self-funded his campaign, and that he has actually a good understanding of what is modern campaigns in today's digital environment. He understood that it's not about debates, not about having fancy policy proposals, not having an elaborate website, that all you really need to do is have a strong message. And on top of that, you need to be consistent. And that's what he's been up until now. His message is basically don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, that, you know, no corruption, anti-corruption. That's his message. And he's been very consistent on that for the last several months, which is why I think we're seeing him increase now in the second round.
We're watching the Colombian election, one of two major elections this calendar year, We are now heading to Los Angeles and the Summit of the Americas, Surprises and Puzzles. Joseph Umar is the Executive Director of Secure Free Society. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.